Come out of the world, oh my people.
Welcome to Torah Life Ministries, teaching about the instructions of our Creator and putting His Word into action. From suffering well to living a blessed life, looking forward to the hope and future that awaits true believers of the faith. Welcome to the show with your host, Paul Nisan.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to another episode of the Suffer Well devotional series. We're going to read the devotion and then we're going to discuss it. And this one starts over the scripture in Isaiah 64, verse 6. And it says, all of us have become like one who is unclean. And all of our riches or righteousness acts are like filthy rags. We all shrivel up like a leaf. And like the wind, our sins sweep us away. That's Isaiah 64, 6. Our righteous acts are like egg-bagged, in Hebrew pronounced, egg-bag, bagged, bagged. Don't ever forget it. The very best you can offer is nothing more than a disgusting, dirty rag. All of us, like one who has become unclean, the Hebraic perspective, portraying something foul, contaminated, defiled, or utterly polluted. For I know that good itself does not dwell in me. That is, in my sinful nature, for I have the desire to do what is good, but I cannot carry it out. For I do not do the good I want to do, but the evil I do not want to do. This I keep on doing. Now if I do what I do not want to do, it is no longer I who do it, but the sin living in me that does it. Romans 7, verses 18 to 20. Nothing good dwells in you. Without him, all that is in you is disgustingly dirty, foul, contaminated, defiled, or utterly polluted. It is sin living in you. Why is it so very important to remember this? Because he alone saves the unsavable. The Messiah is everything, but the Mighty One demonstrates his own love for us in this world. While we were still sinners, the Messiah died for us, Romans 5, verse 8. He chooses the foul ones to become sons and daughters. Nothing you did or did not do warranted such grace. Everything you did or did not do warranted his wrath. And so he condemned sin in the flesh in order that the righteous requirement of the law might be fully met in us, who do not live according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit. Romans 8, verses 3 to 4. Oh, yes, those who live according to the Spirit, and so are the clear and the Spirit in the free redemptive gift. It was never your choice to receive it. You were kidnapped by sin, and he paid the ransom without you ever asking. And somehow, after this redemption, we tend to lose sight of whose work it was. Yes, you were made new in the transformation but it is no longer you, but the Messiah in you who lives. Galatians 2, verse 20. Don't lose the perspective and start behaving as if you have something good enough in to offer or deserve it. Oh, yes, you are worthy, but not on your own. It is only by the Spirit in you that makes anything in your righteousness. You, however, are not the realm of the flesh, but are the realm of the Spirit. If indeed the Spirit of the Mighty One lives in you, and if anyone does not have the Spirit of the Messiah, they do not belong to the Messiah. But if the Messiah is in you, then even though your body is subject to the death because of sin, the Spirit gives life because of righteousness. And if the Spirit of him who has raised Yeshua from the dead is living in you, he who raised the Messiah from the dead will give life to your mortal bodies because of his Spirit who lives in you. Romans 8, verses 9 to 11. Precisely, his Spirit in you gives life because his righteousness, not your own. Anything that you resurrect from yourself will all be foul, contaminated, defiled, and utterly polluted. He will increase, but first you must utterly decrease. John 3, verse 30. So that is our devotional for today, and I want to discuss this because this is the reality that we must come to. As it said, we are filthy, dirty rags, and we do not belong to deserve anything that we've received from him. but we received it. We can't deny we received it. See, in reality, we are not good enough. But in spirituality, we are more than good enough. That's what we have to comprehend. The Bible said in 2 Corinthians 3, verse 5, not that we are sufficient in ourselves to claim anything as coming from us, but our sufficiency is from Yahweh. And John 15, verse 51 says, I am the vine, you are the branches. Whoever abides in me and I in him, it is he that bears much fruit. For apart from me, you can do nothing. Again, I tell you and explain to you, we are nothing and deserve nothing in reality, but in spirituality, we are everything and deserve everything because we are part of him. Isaiah 64, verse 6 says, all of us have become like one who is unclean, and all our righteous acts are like filthy rags. We shrivel up like a leaf, and like the wind, our sins sweep us away. Yes, when we leave things up to our own desires and our own passions, we will fail 100% of the time. We must understand that, and only when we understand that can we understand what Yeshua does to us and how he has transformed us into new creatures. For when we do things of our own fleshly heart, when we do things of our own fleshly desires, they all equal up to filthy, dirty rags. But we give all that up, and we die. We die so we can be born again, and that changes. And then we become new again in him. The reality we must face, none of this has been because of something we did. We never got something that we deserved. That's what grace is. That's what mercy is, getting something we did not deserve. Romans 3:10 says, as it is written, there is no one righteous, not even one. There is no one righteous, not even one. 2 Corinthians 12:9 says, but he said to me, my grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness. Therefore, I will boast up all more gladly of my weakness, so that the power of Yeshua may rest upon me. And Ephesians 2:8 sums it all up very well and says, for by grace you have been saved through faith. It is not of your own doing. It is by the gift of Yahweh, and that is the scripture I want you to write down today. I want you to write that down and speak that all day. Speak it, speak it, speak it. For by grace you have been saved through faith, and that is not your own doing. It is the gift of Yahweh. Write that down. Ephesians 2:8. For by grace you have been saved by faith, something you did not deserve, and this is not your own doing. It is a gift from Yahweh. If it's not your own doing, if it's not of you, if you didn't deserve this, where does this come from? Where does it all come from? From one, the one who died for us, the one who took all our filthy, dirty rag and our filthy lives and everything in our lives that were unclean and sinful upon himself and became a curse for us. Our Messiah, Yeshua. That's where it all lies on. It's all in Yeshua alone. Romans 8 verse 1 says, there is therefore now no condemnation for those who are in Yeshua Messiah. Ephesians 1:7 says, in him we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins in accordance with the riches of Yahweh's grace. It's all because Yeshua. We can even hold our heads up, but we must not do it with boasting. We must do it with appreciation. We must do this and understand this. Ephesians 2:13 says, but now in Yeshua, you who were once far away have been brought near the blood of Yeshua. Galatians 3:26 says, so in Yeshua, you are all children of Yahweh through faith. And Corinthians 5:20 says, therefore we are ambassadors for Yeshua. Yahweh making his appeal through us. We implore you on our behalf of Yeshua. Be reconciled to Yahweh. And 1 Corinthians 6:20 says, for you were bought with a price. So glorify Yahweh in your body. Do we get that? Do we understand that? Understand how Yahweh sees you and he wants you. And understand the reality of who you still are. You still are in the flesh, worthless piece of dirt. But in the spirit, you are everything. Yahweh sees you as something different than that pieceless dirt that you truly are. Yahweh sees you something so different. Ephesians 2 verse 10 says, "For we are his workmen, created in Yeshua Messiah for good works, which Yahweh prepared beforehand that we should walk in them." We have become hired by him on his team to work for him, that we should walk in his thing. That's our testimonial. No matter how bad we are, no matter how many people knew us as this bad, wicked person of the world, which they would assume was a good person because they're of the world. But now we've been redeemed, now we've been saved, and now we've been transformed. And now we start walking in a different light. We start walking in the only light. And all those people in darkness could witness everything that happened in our life. And the real fruit of the Spirit, the peace, the calm, the kindness, the joy, and all this, we start experience, and they experience. That is the testimony which we must live as workers for Messiah, as workers for Yahweh. We must understand that he is our boss, he is our king, and we are citizens under a different kingdom, and we must follow his rules to show our testimony to others. All we have to do is obey his commandments with joy and trust in him, and we will give a great testimony to others. Isaiah 43 verse 4 says, "Others were given in exchange for you. I traded their lives for yours because you are precious to me. You are honored and I love you." 1 Peter 2 verse 9 says, "But you are not like that, for you are a chosen people, a royal priest, a holy nation, Yahweh's very own possession. As a result, you can show others the goodness of Yahweh, for he called you out of the darkness into the wonderful light." We could live this. We could live this and make this a reality by following his guidelines and instructions. For when he says to do something, and if you do it, you're sharing a great testimonial with others. For when he says to do something and you don't do it, you're creating a terrible witness for him. It says in Isaiah 43:10, "You are my witness, declares Yahweh, and my servant who I have chosen, that you may know and believe me and understand that I am he. Before me, no God was formed, nor shall there be any after me." We must understand our position. We must understand our situation. Dirty, filthy rags. Redeemed, cleansed, and renewed. Now we are working for him. As his witnesses, we go out and we follow his commandments and guidelines and instructions, his Torah. That's the way it should be. That's his plan that offers us a future and a hope. Psalms 138 verse 8 says, "Yahweh will fulfill his purpose for me. Your steadfast love, O Yahweh, endures forever. Do not forsake the work of your hands created in him." Philippians 4:13 says, "For I can do everything through Yeshua who gives me strength." We have this wonderful gift. We have these instructions to go and carry them out. And it says in Daniel 10:19, "And he said, O man of greatly loved, fear not, peace I be with you. Be strong and of good courage." And he says, spoke to me, "I was strengthened." And he said, "Let my Elohim speak, for you have strengthened me." And Romans 8:39 says, "Neither height nor death nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of Yahweh that is in Yeshua, our wonderful Messiah." Understand this and get this clearly. We don't obey the guidelines and instructions of the Torah to be saved. We're to obey them because we are saved and become a great witness for him, how he's taken us out of the filth of our lives and transformed us into something new. John 14:23-24, Yeshua replied to them, "Anyone who loves me will obey my teaching. My Father will love them, and we will come to them and make their home with them. Anyone who does not love me does not obey my teaching. These words you hear are not my own. They belong to the Father who sent me." Some translations will turn that around to say my teaching, but that is the law, the commandments, the guidelines and instructions of our Creator, the Torah that we are to keep. Not to be saved, but because we are saved and because we love him and to be a great witness for him. We understand this. We get this. the witness that we could be, and we don't boast within ourselves. We don't boast within ourselves. We boast in Yahweh alone. It says in Galatians 6:14, as for me, may I never boast about anything except what Yeshua, our wonderful Messiah, has done for us in dying for us. Boast only about Yahweh, only about Yahweh. Never be prideful that something you did was because of you. No, it's all because of him. We must go out there and set that great testimonial that we must be for him in just following his guidelines and instructions. It does not matter what you say. It does not matter what you think. If you're not following his guidelines and instructions, you are not a witness for him. He died for you, and he wants us to follow everything that's going to show us that we appreciate the eternal life that he's given us through him. Your testimonial must be shared. It says in Psalm 71:15 and 16, I will declare your righteousness and your salvation every day. Though I do not fully understand what the outcome will be, Yahweh will come to in the power of your mighty acts, remembering your righteousness and yours alone. Mark 5:19 says, Yeshua said, no one go to your family. No, go home to your family and tell them everything Yahweh has done for you and how merciful he has been. Tell people about your experience. Share it. Let others know that Yeshua died for us. Let them know how he's transformed your life. Psalms 22, verse 22 says, I will praise you all, my brothers. I will stand up before the congregation and testify the wonderful things that you have done. The wonderful things he has done for us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Psalm 66, verse 16. Come and listen, all you who fear Yahweh, and I will tell you what he did for me. That's the heart we need. That's the heart we need to go let others know. Come and listen to all who fear Yahweh, and I will tell you Yeshua died for you and what he did for me, how he took me from being a dirty, unrighteous, filthy person and changed me. John 15:26 and 27 says, when the helper comes, whom I will send to you from the Father, the Spirit of truth, whom comes from the Father, he will testify on my behalf. You will testify also because you have been with me from the beginning. 1 John 1 verses 2 and 3 says, this life was revealed to us and we have seen it and testify about it. We declare to you this eternal life that was with the Father and revealed to us. What we have seen and heard, we declare to you so that you too can have fellowship with us. Now this fellowship is ours, is with the Father and the Son, Yeshua, our wonderful Messiah. And then I think about this. Why do I do these devotionals? Why do I get on here and make videos? Why do I go out there and share others with others? Because it says how he controls our tongue when we have that spirit amongst us. He controls our tongues. He can shut us up and he can make us speak out loud. But we look at the power of the tongue. It says in Psalms 35:28, my tongue will declare you righteous and praise you all day long. That's the heart we need, to declare his righteousness through our works, through our living, through the way we carry our lives, and praise our wonderful Creator all day long for the great transformation he has done in us. Daniel 4 verse 2 says, I want you to all know about the miraculous signs and wonders the Most High has performed for me. And I want you all to know the miraculous signs he has performed to you through Yeshua who died for you. We must continue to encourage each other through our testimonials and share them and let everyone know. And edify one another and help each other and understand this. And help those who don't see this. Remember, those that have not accepted this gift, we pray for their eyes to be opened. We pray for their ears to hear, their eyes to see. We pray for these things, but they're watching us. They're watching us as somebody who claimed to have experienced this. They're watching us to see not only how we act, they're watching us to see how Yahweh acts for us, the fruit in our lives, the calmness, we're not scared of the world, the things of the world, the doubt, we're not doubting the world, and we're not doubting our Creator. We're not confused about where we're going and what we're doing, they're watching you. They're watching you. Set the example. Live according to his guidelines and instructions. Remember, suffer well. Suffer well. Even in suffering, it's an opportunity to give a great testimonial to others. It says in Luke 21, verses 12 to 13, but before all these things, people will arrest you and persecute you. They will hand you over into the synagogues and prisons, and you will be brought before kings and governors for my name's sake in order to give an opportunity to testify. Philippians 1, verse 12 says, now I want you all to know, brothers and sisters, that what has happened to me is actually served as advance to the gospel. And then Philippians 1, 12, so take pleasure in weakness, insults, persecutions, catastrophes, and in the pressures because of Yeshua. For when I am weak, then I am strong. And then you could be unashamed of what he's done for us. And you could let people know. I find it so sad that somebody could find any stranger on the street and ask them for directions how to get somewhere. But when I tell somebody, go tell them Yeshua died for them, they're embarrassed. We must not be unashamed of the gospel. 2 Timothy 1 verse 8 says, therefore, never be ashamed of the testimonial about our wonderful Messiah. Or of me as prisoner. Instead, by Yahweh's power, join me in suffering for the sake of the gospel. And Matthew 10:32 says, everyone who acknowledges me publicly here on earth, I will acknowledge them before the Father in heaven. We must remember that. We must remember that. May I never boast about anything except what Yeshua did for me in his death, by which the world has been crucified for me, and I for the world, Galatians 6:14. And 1 Corinthians 10:31, whether therefore you eat, drink, or whatever you do, do it all to the glory of Yahweh. Everything you do in your life, do it to the glory of Yahweh. Think about, is this what he wants me to do? Am I doing what he wants me to do? Am I following his guidelines and instructions, which you have in your Bible? That's why you read your word on a regular basis. You understand, am I doing that? Am I being a good testimony for him? Am I setting a good example? We look at all the people that had these great testimonies and changed. It says in John 9, 24 to 25, says, so for the second time they called on the man who had been blind and said to him, give glory to Yahweh. We know that this man is a sinner. He answered, whether he is a sinner, I do not know. One thing I do know is that though I was blind, now I can see. Hallelujah. That's what we must get. All I know is I could not handle life before. And now I could handle life. All I know is I was a wicked person doing things against the Bible. Now I'm doing things for the Bible. All I know is I was out there telling people against religion and belief and spirituality and everything like that. But now I see different. And now I support completely 100% the message of Scripture, the message of the Bible. And I tell people they must follow Yeshua. I was once blind and now I could see. And Mark 5:20 says, so the man started off to visit the 10 towers of the region and to begin to proclaim the great things Yeshua had done for him. And everyone was amazed at what he told them. Amazed at what he told you. Revelations 12:11, they triumphed over him by the blood of the Lamb and the word of their testimonial. They did not love their lives so much as to shrink from death. We must set that example and embrace the light that He's given us and everything that he's provided for us. We must get this and understand what it means to be satisfied and filled. We must understand and believe this. Satisfying the thirsty and fills the hungry with good things, Psalms 107:9. With good things. And just go out there and ask people, do you want to be satisfied? Because no matter how much money people have, no matter how titles they have, no matter how many cars they have, they're just never satisfied. And you will never be satisfied without Yeshua. But with Yeshua, no matter how little you have physical, you're satisfied in every area of your life. That's the difference. That's the difference. That's what it means to be really, truly rich. It says in Proverbs 10:3, Yahweh will never allow a righteous person to starve. But he ignores the desires of the wicked person. Do we get that? Do we understand that? He's watching over us. We must go out there and share this testimony and let people know. Let them know. Matthew, it says again, don't worry about what we eat or what we drink or what we wear. The people who don't know Yahweh keep trying to get these things, and your Father in heaven knows you need them, and he will supply them. The message must be to everyone. Seek the kingdom of Yahweh above all else, and he will give you everything you need. That's it. Seek the kingdom of Yahweh, and he will give you everything you need. But we must seek him. We must seek him. Philippians 4:19 says, Yahweh will fully supply you every need according to his glory, riches in the Messiah. Not your glory, not your praise. We become less, he becomes more. How blessed is the man that trusts in him, Yahweh, not in ourselves. Matthew 7:11 says, so if you sinful people know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more your heavenly Father will give good gifts to those who ask him, to the righteous ones, to those who are living it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Luke 12:24 says, look at the birds. They don't plant or harvest. They don't have storage rooms or barns, but Yahweh feeds them. And you are worth much more than the birds. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Young lions roar after their prey and seek their meat from Yahweh. Psalms 104:21. Psalms 145:15 and 16. The eyes of all who look to you in hope. You give them their food as they need it. When you open your hand, you satisfy the hunger and the thirst of every living thing. Praise Yah. Praise Yah for this wonderful day he has made. I pray that you're getting this message, you understand this message, and regardless of what's going on in this world outside, that you understand we have everything we need on the inside. We've been transformed and changed. He's healed us. And all our hope needs to be in Yeshua. That's it. We cannot go wrong if we leave that all up to him. We are rich, richer than anyone could be. We can't win the lotto and get the great blessing as we have in Yeshua. He's everything and given us everything. And he's given it to us, not because we deserved it, but because he wants us to be transformed and he wants us to go out there and live according to his guidelines and his instructions. It's not about why should I do this and why should I do that. It's about I'm going to do this and I'm going to do that. Praise Yah. Praise Yah. All our hope is in Yeshua. Have a blessed day today. Yahweh be with you all. And I just pray that you can go out there and be that great testimonial and share the gift that you've received in Yeshua with others. Praise Yahweh, everybody. Have the most blessed day ever. Yahweh be with you all. Go out there and tell people today that Yeshua died for them. Shalom, shalom. Come
out of the world. You have been listening to Torah Life Ministries with your host, Paul Nisan. If you would like to learn more, please visit TorahLifeMinistries.org or call 917-407-2270. This program is made possible by the generous support of listeners like you. To donate, visit the website at TorahLifeMinistries.org or send your gift to Torah Life Ministries, P.O. Box 16156, West Palm Beach, Florida 33416. And thank you for your prayers and generous support. Torah Life Ministry. I searched the world, but it couldn't fill me. Melt empty praise. Treasures of faith.